This is the Super Sports Schools Podcast, bringing you stories of our future stars, powered by Spur Steak Ranchers.
1, 2, 3, go!
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Super Sports Schools podcast brought to you by Spur. On today's episode, we're talking all about supplements and nutrition, and representing nutrition at USN, I'm joined by Henny Liebenberg. Henny, welcome to the Super Sports Schools podcast.
Thanks, Alex. I appreciate you having me.
I think to start off, supplements is, for those who aren't involved, who aren't using supplements, it's got a lot of stigma around it, and it's got a lot of misconception and misunderstanding around it. And I know that parents watching will be wanting to find out information and to kind of put those fears to bed is part of what we're going to be discussing about today. And I think just to start off to explain what actually supplements are, because it's quite a broad term, I think it involves a couple of things, just to help us out with that.
Yeah, so like you said, misconceptions out there, especially where parents believe that if someone takes supplements, whatever the supplement is meant for, it's going to achieve their goal. But that's not necessarily what it's there for. Always got to remember food first. It's a principle you have to stick by. Our bodies are used to it. It knows the source, so it knows how to utilize it and break it down and just get the best out of it. So food has to come first. Supplements is exactly that. Supplementing to what's already existent. So if there's no food, supplements that are meant to fill little gaps can't be the entire house that gets built.
Absolutely. And then if we talk about then some of those misconceptions that people have about supplements.
Yeah. So typically one being of them being is creatine. You know, when my son starts speaking about it, it's going to, you know, he's going to start getting pimples and break out and become a bodybuilder. And it's not what it is at all. So typically a supplement is misunderstood. Actually, energy supplement. So nothing to do with muscle building necessarily. But because it is actually an energy supplement for your immediate energy system, ATP, that gets utilized when I do a lot of sports or gym or sprinting or whatever it might be on the field or performance, now that I've got more energy availability, I can perform better, which in essence means more load, more progress, and more performance, and that'll give you the results that you're trying to achieve. So a typical misconception, but it's actually not true. Can be utilized by anyone, not just athletes, actually for general public as well. Really, really good supplement for cognitive and cardiac health and health all around. Super, super good for anyone to use. Studies have dated as young as 12, 13 years old, where they've had kids use the supplement, no side effects whatsoever in controlled environments. Like anything, if you abuse it or you don't stick to what the regulations are, then you can have some consequences, but sticking to what the recommendations are, yeah, super safe to take.
And you speak about some of the studies. It is basically the most studied and the most researched supplement in the world at the moment. There's a huge body of work studying it, so great to start out with that misconception. And then I also know that you've spoken before and mentioned collagen as well. There's some misconceptions around that.
Yep, so collagen, again, being very, very present in recovery. So at the end of the day, when your nutrition or your diet, as we would label it, or your lifestyle, caters to make sure that you're getting enough protein in, protein and all your amino acids, especially like L-glycine, which is really, really present in joint health and collagen production and all-around recovery, you will be generating enough collagen in your body. So collagen doesn't necessarily have to be taken as an extra add-on supplement. But again, social media just centralizes a lot of what we do, especially in training and supplements.
Yep.
So that's where a lot of the push is coming from, especially with something like collagen, because it's the new fad everyone wants to hop on. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. So it's great to be able to talk about it and to bust some of those myths. And I think then maybe for parents and kids watching and listening who maybe haven't started the supplement route yet, but they're thinking about it, they want to find out more. Just to maybe sort of define some of these terms, like we talk about creatine, collagen, whey protein. I'm just like throwing things out now. But in general, are these things that are taken as powder pills? What's the sort of just to maybe give some more information to people who are wondering?
Yeah. So at the end of the day, again, like you said, we've got this body of information. I think as parents, maybe just take the 5 to 10 minutes, actually just go research it a little bit. I mean, we're in the era with something like ChatGPT, and you know, every single product's got a website, it's got their own Instagram pages. Like, there's so much information. Take the 5 to 10 minutes, go and read up on it, and go and find out a little bit more about it. You'll be surprised about what you can learn. But like I said, just you can find information anywhere. And the important thing is to decide what is your goal you're trying to achieve. And then according to that, firstly, structure your nutrition. Once you've structured that, structure your supplement plan and let that help you fill the gaps where the nutrition can't.
And it's supplements aren't sort of miracle workers on their own. The training has to match it. The nutrition that your base nutrition that you talk about has to be in the right place. So maybe just talk a little bit more about that and what that looks like, actually getting that balance right.
Okay. So at the end of the day, you have to realize, especially let's say you're just a normal person, you want to lose some weight. Simple thermogenesis tells us that we need to be in a calorie deficit. You know, I can't consume more than what I burn because then I'm going to gain weight. Same as with lose weight. I need to consume less than what my body burn and that I utilize. So that's the important thing to start first. What is your caloric needs? And according to that, then what is my goal? Am I trying to build muscle? Am I trying to just gain weight? Am I trying to lose weight? And according to that, structure your nutrition, because then your ratios of protein, carbs, and fats are going to play a huge role in what your body composition looks like. And once you've established that, getting the right supplement with that. Because if you're someone that struggles to eat, then something like a mass gainer might help you, because you need to get into energy surplus. And something like that, which is a super calorie dense shake, can help, because it can push into that energy density, which will then help you in gym, et cetera, with your training to be where you need to be to get to where you want to be. But if you want to lose weight, something like whey protein might be a bit better. Low in carbs, low in calories, super high in protein, gives you all the recovery benefit, but you don't have all the calories extra. So it depends on what your goal is.
Absolutely. Yeah. And is this something that is sort of the express purview of people who are trying to play in elite teams or go elite in their different sports, whether it's rugby, hockey, athletic, whatever? We talk about all these different sports on the podcast. Is it sort of if you're trying to get into your first team, if you're trying to make it provincial, go pro, or is it something that can benefit anyone?
I think at the end of the day, it benefits anyone, because, again, living healthy, knowing what my body needs and providing it boosts my immune system. It helps me not get injured. It just helps me recover better. This aids in day-to-day life. So the thing is, for the general person, it's actually a really good thing to go and assess what your life looks like. And then according to that, if you do need a supplement, then add it in. But sure, for any sport you're trying to achieve, I mean, at this stage, the only reason we're calling school sport semi-professional is because they still have to go to school. And that's to the level that what it's gotten. But we expect them to recover like pro players and to achieve those levels. So supplements have started becoming a really big thing that they need, because their bodies just aren't made to keep up with their demand. And it's a small thing that we can add into their lifestyle that actually just helps them perform. But again, sport changes lives. So some people need it because they want to change their life through it. And again, supplements can help in order to help them recover, stay on the field, and achieve what they want to achieve.
I now want to go a step further. We talk about a lot of sports here on the podcast, and I know there'll be athletes, young kids, parents watching, listening, who are interested in this and want to find out more. And so we're going to help them a little bit on that journey now and ask you about what they should be looking for if they're going into store for the first time. What is tried and tested? What are some good rules of thumb? What should they be looking for? The well-researched options. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Again, I think like we discussed earlier in the show as well, Alex, I think the important thing is what is your goal?
Yeah.
And according to that, go and structure what your needs are. When you walk into a store, like any gym, if you don't have a plan, you're just planning to fail. So I think, you know what you want, and going into the store, if you are going there for some advice, again, like we mentioned, creatine being the most researched supplement in the world, what's right on its heels? Whey protein. So it is such a tried and tested product. It's something that's natural. It's good. It's got great amino profiles. It's tried and tested through the ages. Start with something as simple like that. Creatine and a whey protein, because again, it speaks to energy. It speaks to recovery. Same with the whey protein, speaks to recovery. It speaks to muscle development. It covers so many bases that we might need and might have shortfalls on. Those are my two best options to start with. And then again, identify where the shortfalls are and then just fill it from there.
And obviously there's information available on USN's website as well. And so this journey starts, but when is it safe for kids in school to start on this journey? Should they be leaving it as late as possible? Or is it something that, as long as you're sensible about it in the right time, when is that right time?
Yeah, so again, at the end of the day, it depends on can you get a nutrition in? So if you, when it's typically a school, if you're a day scholar and you're at home and you can eat as many meals as you want, etc., you can structure your plans through your normal nutrition plan at home. The difficult thing becomes is when our kids are in boarding, which is something that's very prevalent in SA, especially when they performing in certain sports. So there it might get a little bit more tricky because your hostel only allows you to have X amount of food, and then buying from the tuck shop, certain things might become really expensive. So there, it depends when you're sensible about it, when you're educated on it. In my years of experience where I've been involved in varsities and schools, etc., we've had kids as young as 14 be on creatine and whey protein. But again, educating them on safe use, because as in anything, if you abuse it, there will always be consequences. So educate the youngsters so that they are aware of why I'm taking it, which is something we've seen with the generation. When they know why, they'll be sensible about it. If they don't know why and just do it blindly, that's where things tend to go skew.
And you spoke about it earlier with the sort of idea of fads and things on social media and that being very influential at the moment. If kids don't understand and they're just seeing this on social media and thinking, like we spoke about earlier, where they might just think creatine gets you huge. Yeah. Like that's there's a lot in between that all happening. And we spoke about it earlier. So I think it's great that you're talking about this, that you have to educate the kids nutrition based first, and that it's all working in conjunction. So that's fantastic. And really, you've spoken a bit about this, the deciding on your plan and what you're using it for and what the goal should be. And I think maybe to touch on a little bit more, my sense is that supplements, I mean, they're supplementing, so they're adding to it. You've still got to do everything else. And so what really should that goal be?
So again, it depends on what you're trying to achieve. I mean, if you're a cricketer, your aim is purely recovery, then get products. Firstly, get your nutrition to speak to that. So nice and high in protein, nice and high in carbs to replenish all your carbohydrates and glycogen and everything in your body. And then again, if you're trying to build muscle, we need to be in an energy surplus first, simple basics. Get into a caloric surplus, but then that caloric surplus needs to also look a certain way. I need to have high protein, I need to have high carbs, I need to have a decent amount of fat in order to just aid everything in my body that's necessary, and doing that in a safe way. So it all comes back to the initial planning. It is, are you planning? Do you know what you're trying to achieve? And from there, how can we build that and how can we make that look? Because it is very, very individual. You can't just give a general plan to everyone.
100%. And I think that's something important to note, that it is individual and individualized, and you have to target a specific person and their needs. And I like that you mentioned cricket, and I think a lot of people might immediately associate it with something like rugby, but actually there are benefits beyond that. So if we take me, for example, played rugby till grade 7, then stopped, realized I was more of a runner, so ran throughout high school for athletics and cross country. And like last year, did my first marathon, love running. So for someone like me, who I guess the most explosive sort of sport I'm involved in is when I'm refereeing and a centre gets the ball and there's an interception and I have to turn and chase after them.
Yeah.
So an example like that, and maybe to give us an idea across the different sports.
Yeah. So, but typically a runner, I actually had a female athlete I was working with, 15 years old, cross country runner, really good, runs provincials. And because of not eating enough, she actually picked up a stress fracture in a tibia. Which put her out for months. So again, had to go back to the board. And like I said, Nana, which is really important for me, is educating the person. When you upskill them by having, and it doesn't have to be in-depth, when you give them the basics of what nutrition looks like and why supplements are used and where they fit in, they tend to start making better decisions. When we addressed her nutrition, when we got her body weight up slightly, even though being a runner, body weight was needed for, because now with the energy surplus, energy surplus, she had enough to start gaining a little bit more muscle. More muscle led to more strength, less stress on the joints. And she's back running and chasing records. Yeah.
And I think it's so cool to also, there's another myth that we're sort of busting in there that it's only for sort of these extreme sports or rugby or bodybuilding and weightlifting and all of that. But there's so many more benefits to it. And you've spoken about creatine and the energy being its main benefit as well. So I think that's great. And even for sports like maybe just to listen, tennis and basketball and racket sports and then basketball, cricket, they all have different needs. They all have different stresses that they're putting on the body. So like you say, it has to be targeted and you need to know what you're doing.
Yeah. So again, speaking exactly tennis, I mean, Wimbledon just passed.
Yeah.
You see those guys being on the court performing at a super high level for 2.5 hours. Go look in their bottles. There's probably some carb-based drink that they keep replenishing. They're having snacks in between because they've got to fuel their body. At the end of the day, any sport, any activity, anything I do, it's not just for high-performing individuals. It requires energy. And if I don't have enough energy through my food, I'm going to lack somewhere in order to get some goals. So again, and that's where supplements will start taking effect because it just speaks to living a balanced lifestyle.
And I can speak a little bit from experience for this. Last year, when I mentioned earlier, when I ran my first marathon, it was the Cape Town Marathon. And about a week before, I did not train as properly as I should have for it. Still enjoyed it. It went well. But about a week before, I thought, okay, I'm going to do quite a long run just to get ready, which anyone who runs tells you, not a good idea. You should be a week before you're ready. You're not doing your long runs then. But I did one. I just ran. I had some water with me, and I struggled. And afterwards, it took me about the whole week till the actual marathon to recover. At the actual marathon, I was properly prepared with my gels and things, and every sort of 40 minutes, 3 kilometers, taking a gel and starting to very much look forward to that because made such a difference. A week before, I barely managed 30Ks, and then at the marathon, 42.2 was actually, compared to the previous week, quite easy. And so definitely, when you know a bit more and you actually prepare and do it properly, it's beneficial.
You're speaking exactly to what I'm saying. So many people make decisions because they misinformed.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing. When you sit with an individual, you just teach them why they do it. They don't just go on a 30K run with just water in the bottle. because that's where injuries happen. And then especially because you're pushing yourself because you want to reach a certain goal.
Yeah.
You know, muscles can't keep up. They're dehydrated. Small tears happen. Strains happen. And we just end up where we don't want to be. So that's why just educating the why and the holistic picture helps them just make better decisions.
Ultimately, there's a reason all these professional teams, professional athletes have nutritionists working so hard with them, dietitians, to make sure that they are well-fueled and prepared for what they're going to be putting their body through so that they can better handle it and also better recover. And you've spoken about how important recovery is as well. So parents, coaches, the kids themselves, where can they go to find out more information? Where would you recommend? Obviously, you said there's lots of information up there, but maybe where you think some good sources.
Yep. So USN's website, they put on a lot of newsletters, and obviously they publish for the general population. But go on there, reach out, all the info is on there that you need. People can reach out to my website as well if they want to. So part of HR Performance Consulting, drop me an email, I'm happy to assist. But at the end of the day, there's a wealth of knowledge out there. So, I mean, even if you try and just Google something, I'm pretty sure you're going to get on the 99% right track. You can maybe just confirm it with a qualified person out there. But we live in a generation that we've got everything at our fingertips. So it just takes the 5 to 10 minutes of actually being intent on wanting to get more info, and you'll be able to get it.
Yeah. And then I think talking about that info, I mean, I obviously brought up collagen. You spoke about creatine. Any other sort of myths out there that maybe you want to, while we're on here and have the opportunity to bust?
Fat burners is a thing I know a lot of people jump into for some reason. And it's generally your 15, 16-year-old boys, because they're getting into hormones. They now might have carried a little bit of baby fat with them into high school, you know, getting into sport, and they feel like, they want to look a bit better on social media. A lot of them hop on fat burners, but what they don't realize is just purely because of the caffeine and everything in there and all the stimulants, they're not necessarily used to it, so they get some adverse effects. Again, start with something simple. Go sit down with a good plan. Be in an energy surplus, energy deficit, if you want to just lose some weight, and if you want to bulk up a little bit, energy surplus. It's as simple as that. Yeah. Boys, girls, anyone, it doesn't matter. That is simple science, and if you follow that, you'll be where you want to be.
And I like how you're talking about it with the whole holistic approach, where you have a plan, then you look at your nutrition, then you look at supplements, as opposed to looking at a fat burner to solve all your problems for you. And I think that's something that just sort of transcends the whole conversation, is that you need to approach it properly, as opposed to just thinking that you're going to start on this thing and it's going to do whatever you imagine it will and just solve something like that.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not the case. Speaking from experience, I was on the verge of morbidly obese when I was at school. It's the same thing, just, you know, thought about if I take this or take that, it's going to solve my problems. And again, just had to get educated, started the plan. No, it's a long journey. I think we live in a world that everything comes quickly. You know, fast cars, fast internet, fast food, everything's quick. Our body isn't. So if you just slow it down, get a good plan in place, play the long game, your body will thank you in 20 to 40 years when you don't need replacements of all your joints, and you can actually just do the simple act of just walking around.
Yeah, and then for someone who maybe isn't in a first team, who isn't a high-performance athlete, who maybe doesn't have access to coaches and trainers who could help them put together this plan, how do they go about doing that, and what are the sort of people you should approach to help with that?
So any professional in the industry, I mean, at the end of the day, go look at the history or the people they've helped. I think it'll speak worlds to it. Like I said, that's what I do on a day-to-day basis, background being sports science and then consulting and nutrition. That's what I do for people. So just reach out to someone that you trust, someone that you know has got a bit of history in what they do and they've gotten proven results. Just don't hop onto the nearest Instagram page and just go because it's all central, because it looks so cool. You know, again, comes back to the research, go ask some questions, make an informed decision, and from there, continue on.
Cool. Henny, thanks so much for joining us on the podcast today. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, Alex, just thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Awesome. And thank you so much for helping us bust the myth, but then also giving some great advice for helping people. And I hope that if you're watching or listening, the conversation has been useful to you. Some of the information Henny's spoken about has been on screen throughout the show. Also, check out USN's social media and also Super Sports School's social media as well for more information. That's all we have time for on today's episode of the Super Sports School's podcast, brought to you by Spur. I'll see you next week for another chat. But for now, bye-bye.
This has been the Super Sports Schools podcast, bringing you stories of our future stars, powered by Spur Steak Ranchers.